you out there mobiling around again, W2T sitting at home?
Yeah, I am. I just took a bite of a breadstick here. Just leaving and headed towards the kids' QTH.
Feeding you supper tonight.
We'll put one star on the wall for you. You got that right.
I get one right, you know. You know, sometimes it happens, and most of the time it doesn't, you know.
Well, how was your pizza?
It was good, and I got the rest of the other half of.
Sounds like a fish story between two old fishermen.
Deep dish pizza, I like it. It's a little softer, it's a little deeper, and you get more cheese and all on it.
Sounds like a fish story between two old fishermen, KN4WA.
Hi, Steve. I heard you tried to break in between our rapid response gang here. We apologize for that. Go ahead, Steve.
Like I said, it sounds like a fish story between two old fishermen. It started off about 4 feet long, and the truth be told, it was only about 8 inches.
You know, Tom, that the neighborhood just went downhill in a hurry when that fella come in there, don't you? Oh, hello, Steve.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I know you do.
That's a fact.
How you doing, Tom?
Doing pretty good, Steve. I just moseying along 101 here, eating a breadstick, just past the old mill down here on 101. Getting ready to pass this Willis's. I don't remember the number of the store, but I think he's got 4 of them now. This is the one where we go to get our maters from. He gets fresh tomatoes in there every day or so. Does that say what number it is? Number 8? By golly, he's got more than I thought. Go ahead, Rusty.
A good tomato the other day, and I had had a sandwich and had a couple of slices of that tomato on it, and I sealed it up in an airtight container, so I'm going to go back. I may have me a mater sandwich later this evening for supper.
But my wife made me get out with the John Deere and turn her up a nice big patch. We got 12 tomato plants planted, Better Boys and Big Boys, so I'm just waiting on time to tick by and let them maters grow.
Well, with the amount of wind we're getting today, you'll be lucky to have any plants left, let alone topsoil. Gosh, it's blowing out there. I was fueling the lawn tractor a while ago with a lawnmower, and either a hickory nut or a stick. Bernice said it was a stick hit me in the back. Just a small one. Man, that thing stung. I had been seeing 17-mile-an-hour winds this morning, but I didn't look just now. But we went over to Lake Lyman, and there was actually whitecaps on the water.
Over here on the top of my little rise, we've got Gus to 23. And Bernice, quit hitting him with a stick to get him to do anything.
Steve just said, I know where we can go get some tomatoes here in about a month or so, you know?
Rusty, we planted quite a few, so we might have some to spare, too. I don't know how many's out there. Bernice, you got any idea? I like those Big Boys and Better Boys and Early Girls, and we even got a couple of cherry ones, more than that, with a bunch of volunteer ones, Steve.
How about that? Listen, you're going to have a talk with Bernice and tell her to quit beating you with a stick to get you to do something.
He wouldn't do anything.
Well, sometimes the truth hurts, and sometimes the stick hurts.
Hey, listen, at least I got mine well trained. She don't bruise me where it shows anymore.
Well, you know, maybe she'll get you fully trained up here shortly, and then she won't have to use the stick on you, Steve. What do you think, Tom? Do you think she might get him trained up sooner or later?
I don't see much hope in that, but listen up, Steve. I've always told the guys this. we've been married 52 years, and I slap the wife around once a week, whether she needs it or not. That way she keeps in line. Now, if you try that on your wife, I'll be glad to loan you some of my mascarin rouge to cover up your bruises.
I ain't never been that brave. let me rephrase that. I know better.
You ain't ever been that stupid either, have you, Steve?
Listen, I've been in bar fights worse than what she could do to me.
I wouldn't bet on that, would you, Tom?
Well, I tell you what, the engineer daughter down here, Steve, was the fullback for the National Women's Football League in Detroit, Michigan. And I think I'd probably get beat on conscience if I happened to touch one of their mama's hair.
Well, when motivated, I can run pretty fast.
Take a whole lot of motivation either, does it, Steve? So, yeah. Well, I was married 45 years, we had our ups and downs, but never once did we get into that swinging at each other. That's not something you want to do, and I learned that very early on, and my mother taught me that's one thing you never did. You never hit a woman. And I punched a couple walls a couple of times because I was mad, but never punched her. And, it's one of those things that's something to be proud of. Anyway, W2Z, go ahead, Steve.
Same way, except for one time. And I was out at one of these open-air concerts in downtown Greenville. I still don't know who it was, but for some reason this gal walked up to me right out of nowhere and smacked the daylights out of me. And, I was just in shock, so I just defended myself, and I popped her and put her on the ground, and the cop came over and says, "Well, I saw it. We'll holler off for you." And I still, to this day, haven't figured that out.
Well, she had seen so much ugly there, she had to strike out, you know. But in your defense, I would say what she sowed, she reaped. I can't see anything wrong with that. And so anyway, Steve, yeah, never had to do that, I'll tell you for sure. My wife is the kindest and gentlest thing in the world. And I'm lucky, because nobody else would have put up with me that long. This Ender LTR. Go ahead, Mr. Rusty.
Steve, I got to agree with it. Bernice is, that lady is a treasure. She has put up with him for this many years. She needs to be considered a saint, in time. So, anyway, I've known Tom for a long time, and if I didn't give him a hard time, he'd wonder if something was wrong with me. I'm sure he would. Go ahead, Steve.
Stan, none of that, because I'm sweet and innocent.
Yeah, this is a democracy. I think we better have a vote on that one, huh, Rusty?
Liar, pants on fire. Off the ground, and that brown stuff cannot flow through the microphone, because I'm wearing white shoes. You going to tell another lie? Lightning will strike you, Steve.
Liar, pants on fire.
N4MMW. Now, see there? All y'all ganging up on me. I'm just sweetness, and I didn't do nothing.
Jimmy?
He didn't have to. He could just be present. That'd be enough.
I could probably get Jimmy in the corner here, and he'd agree with anything I say, because I got five or six big pieces of red cake here with that good icing Bernice makes.
Hey, old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine. By the way, just as a side subject, any of y'all know where I could get my hands on a good, cheap, used 50-watt, 2-meter 440?
Well, probably not many 350 watt 2 meter 440s that are in the used category yet. I mean, the big ones like that haven't been out very long, Steve. So unless somebody has fried one, you're not going to find much of anybody that's got to use one of those. What do you think, Jimmy?
They're helping him kind of look through a couple of websites. There's just not too many of them out there. All right, guys, y'all take care. Keep on lying like we've been doing. We're on track, so I'm here at the house. I'll see y'all later. Take care from N4MMW.
Behave, Jimmy. We'll catch you later. Oh, and give me a call about Friday. I want to ask you something, and I'll have it all lined up. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, good to hear you, Jimmy. I'm glad you jumped in there. And I know you always tell the truth. It's in 0TR. Go ahead, Russ.
Good talk to you, Jimmy. It's been a while. And when this is all over, maybe we can all get together and sit down and, you know, have a cup of coffee and chew over a barrel of nails or something, as they say. But we'll have to put that in the future. And I got to get somebody over here that has a launcher that can help me put a different antenna up in the air, because I got to do something. Until I can get the material to redo my loop, somebody gave me a G5RV, and it's got everything goes with it, got the cord, got the everything tied off. All I got to do is get it in the air, and I don't have a launcher, so I need to find somebody available who would be willing to run over here one afternoon for about 45 minutes, or maybe an hour at the most, and help me get the center of this thing up in the air. Then I can take care of putting the two ends out on my own. Go ahead, Steve.
Y'all still ain't helped me out with that 2 meter 440 mobile yet. Tom, you ain't got one.
I do, but I'm going to keep it too. It's a spare. It's a Yaesu 7900, and it's an identical unit to the one in my car and my truck, so I'd hate to part with it, Steve. Otherwise, I would. And I give $150 for it from AC4Q. A year or two ago, and it works just fine. But I just can't bring myself to turn loose of it.
That 7900, is that a dual VFO on a removable face?
Yeah, it certainly is. That's what I got in the Avalon that I'm talking to you on. I think this might be a 7800, but I've had it for quite a while, and it's pretty much been flawless.
175 for it.
No, just go buy you one and quit griping about not finding one.
They don't make that 7900 anymore.
No, I don't think so. I really like it, and that's one of the reasons I bought it. And just Phil was downsizing, and his original wife wouldn't let him do anything as far as putting them anywhere he wanted, so I felt sorry for him, but now he's got a good one, so we're happy to hear that. We traded, you know, when it gets to be 40, you trade him in on two new 221s. And Rusty, you just got $1,200 from the President Trump, so take $50 and buy you a launcher. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Tom, that 7900, I'm trying to remember, does it have crossband?
I'm sure it does, yeah.
I'd give you $175 for it.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd take $150 for it, but I just would rather not, Steve. I'll have to think about that a while. But like I said, this one, I'm sure it's a 7800, although I can't see it. I just love it. I got the remote on it, and I had to run RN number 8 wires underneath the chassis back to the trunk, and that's where the transmitter's at. And it's got a little bitty tiny cable that runs back there up to this head. It's right directly behind the shifter here, actually. I never look down at it if I got to change frequencies or something. Bernice does that for me.
Roger. Listen, if you guys find something like that out there anywhere that's in reasonable shape, how about letting me know? I'd love to get my hands on one. Well, listen, I'm going to jump on out of here and let y'all have it and control it and take it over and run it. I've got to get both hands on something I'm fiddling with here. So y'all have fun today. 73s. I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA. Clear.
Don't work too hard. Tom, be careful the rest of the way on the road down to your daughter's house, and we'll talk to all of you later. I need to get back over here and do a couple of things. Catch you after a while. N0TR in the crowd, W2T, clear for now.
Justin, cheap, cheap, cheap. You need to get one of them launchers, especially with that long antenna you got up there, because it's the longer they are, the easier they come down. I've been very fortunate, and I beefed up my Carolina Wyndham to 14 gauge, and I put a bigger rope up to it, you might say. But I'll never put that big a nylon rope up there again. It's been a pain, but I've never had a problem with the antenna coming down. It's been up there quite a few years, and the other one is using the same thing, and I think I got smaller. The super loop's up on a different one. But about the time you need it real badly is when a storm takes it out or something, and you need communications, and you do a lot of stuff on yours. That's when you need that shooter, that potato gun to shoot it up there. Or else go down to Lowe's and just buy the plastic pipe and make one. See you later, Rusty. This is N0TR.